The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
Well, hi, this is Ken Auerbach from Cartier Bernstein Auerbach in Steinberg. If you or someone you care for has been injured from no fault of their own, please contact Cartier Bernstein Auerbach in Steinberg at myinjuryally.com or call 631-654-4900. Whether auto or work-related, slip and fall, trip and fall, construction accidents, dog bite, medical malpractice, or nursing home neglect, or various other types of negligence, please contact me at Cartier Bernstein Auerbach in Steinberg by visiting me at myinjuryli.com or call 631-654-4900. I will represent you with integrity and passion. Living in pain from no fault of your own can be emotionally and physically detrimental and affect all aspects of your life. Please contact me, Ken Auerbach, at Cartier Bernstein Auerbach in Steinberg by visiting myinjuryli.com or call 631-654-4900 for an immediate and free consultation and the support and representation you deserve. Well, welcome everybody. This is personal injury attorney Ken Auerbach. You're on our program From No Fault of Your Own. We are live today, and we're going to explore, and we continue to explore, the most important issues in personal injuries caused by accidents of all kinds. We've explored car accidents, medical malpractice, dog bite cases, trip and falls, slip and falls, construction accidents, and many, many other types of events and negligence that cause people to have injuries and where they get seriously hurt. We are really glad to be with you here today. We do try to take some of the mystery away and try to have you empowered and knowledgeable so that you can know what your rights are and you will understand what to do, how to do it, and we can lead you through that way. And hopefully we'll have the opportunity, if you are seriously hurt or a friend or a relative is seriously hurt, that you'll send them to our way and we'll be able to help them. That we are always available at 631-654-4900. You can find this on the web at myinjuryli.com. It's myinjuryli.com. I'll call 631-654-4900. We're always available for free consultations on personal injury cases. Doesn't cost you a dime unless we make a recovery. And we're available for you after work. We're available to come to you at your home, in a hospital setting, a medical setting, if necessary. And we do have offices in Patchogue and across Nassau, Suffolk County, in the five boroughs. And we really want you to please listen to our program every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. as we do explore these issues. We are live today, as I said. We have the great co-host of this program and my great associate, Amanda Spinner. Amanda, welcome.
Thank you. Hello, everyone.
How'd you do with the weather, Amanda?
You know, it was a lot of snow, but we did okay. Yeah, my dog wasn't too thrilled because she did fall right into it. It was very deep, but, you know, she got over it.
Really? And your dog is a French bulldog, am I correct?
Yes, Maggie is a French bulldog. You know, I encouraged her to go outside in the thick of it, I would say. She jumped down and just plopped right under the snow.
So how much snow was she down in, Amanda?
It was she was under a couple inches. poor thing.
I'm telling you, Amanda, you know, if she did the old dog bite thing, Amanda, I think you would be to blame.
Oh, she would never.
I know. Maggie's a good doggie. So really glad to be with you here today and try to explore some issues that we haven't maybe touched on. Oh, we've touched on a little bit, but we haven't gone into any great detail before. And one of the subjects, Amanda, that clients are obviously most interested in is valuation of a case and how we evaluate a case, what that case is worth. It's also probably most misunderstood as far as the processes and the process of doing it, the nuances, and determining, right, what the value is of that case and how we do that. So let's get started out with the basic process. And the process is not exactly the same for every type of case. And there's a distinction, a clear distinction between motor vehicle accidents and injuries and really every other type of injury resulting from someone's negligence, such as trip and falls, slip and falls, construction accidents, medical malpractice, dog bites, and many other situations involving negligence and injuries that occur. And we've talked about it some on the show, Amanda, before about in the setting of an automobile accident, it's not enough just to have an injury in New York. One has to have a what?
You have to have a serious injury.
Okay. And so in order to be able to recover in New York for your injuries and your pain and suffering and your economic loss, you have to prove that that injury is what they call serious. And so today we're going to start out by talking about how do we value an automobile case and when and what goes into it. And so for the purpose of the show, let's sort of use that as the context, Amanda. Let's talk about car accidents. Good?
Definitely. And I would also like to point out that usually one of the first questions we are asked when a client comes in for the initial interview is the value of their case, whether it be motor vehicle accident, any type of case. That is typically one of the questions asked during the initial interview. So I think this is a really important subject and something people need a lot more knowledge on.
I think you're right. And I think what's important about the subject is that we will tell you that we know ultimately that's the most important thing at the end, as far as what we're supposed to be doing is get you fairly and justly compensated. But we, of course, are interested in you getting better. So we're hoping that you do get the right type of medical care so that you can reduce the length of your injury and perhaps maybe the extent of your injury. But at the same time, we do know that the value is important. And it's not that we're not focused on that. But what we want to do is we want to focus on what we have to do to get to that point.
Right.
And so Amanda's right. Clients come to us. And usually in that first interview, at some point, they may just say, well, do you have any idea what this is worth? And it sort of comes up like that, right?
Definitely. I mean, you see all those commercials on TV that give you kind of broad numbers on, oh, I was in a car accident, I got such and such amount. And really, you can't evaluate cases like that. And I think that this program is really important.
And I think you're right, Amanda, because what happens is you'll see the show and the attorney will tell you and you'll have behind them, they'll be having the values of the cases that they resolved and how much they were. And that's really meaningless because each and every case is its own event and each and every case is its own person. And so when we're evaluating it, we need to look at that. We need to truly and carefully evaluate it and then be able to tell you at the right time, this is what we think a reasonable value probably would be for your case. So let's talk about how we go about that. And we're going to, again, use the motor vehicle accident context first. It's what a lot of people know the most, but it's also something that's not exactly like other areas, because in this area, we have to prove a serious injury, not just an injury.
Right.
So in another area, you can prove negligence and an injury and still be able to recover. New York has the no-fault law, which says in order to recover against a third party for negligence, you have to show that there's a serious injury. And we've gone over that before, but why don't we just sort of summarize that, Amanda, in terms of what those serious injury categories are?
Sure. So a serious injury requires either a fracture, a severe disfigurement, a death, a loss of fetus. And there are several other categories, but the main ones that we focus on are 90 out of the 180 days immediately after the motor vehicle accident, you cannot do most of your usual and customary duties or activities, or a consequential limitation of a body, system, or part, which means it's not minimal, but it's of consequence.
And so those are the main categories of serious injury in New York. And one of those had to be triggered. If those are not triggered, then you are entitled to get your medical benefits paid under the no-fault portion of the policy, but you're not entitled to recover for pain and suffering or anything above basic economic loss.
Right.
And so when we're evaluating it, client comes to us and they come to the office. Oftentimes they'll come within a few weeks, 2 or 3 weeks usually after the event happens, and they tell us they're involved in the accident. And the first thing that we have to actually figure out is, how did the accident happen?
Right.
And so what we're determining first is not the injury, but what we call liability. Liability means the responsibility for a person, another person, for causing an accident. And in determining this, we ask the client first for their account of the accident. We look at the police report. We ask if they're aware of any witnesses to the accident that we may need to speak to, including witnesses that are listed on the police report. Sometimes not. Sometimes people come up to someone at the scene and say, listen, I viewed this, but I need to leave. And they give us their name and we start with that. And this all helps us in trying to assess the first aspect of determining whether there is a case and the value of that case. So that, is that person negligent? Are they responsible for the operation of the vehicle? Did they do something they shouldn't have done? Did they fail to do something that they should have done, which caused the accident and caused injury to our client? And we're going to continue on the other side on this issue, but this is the first part of evaluating what is a case worth. Is the other person liable and to what extent? And then we'll try to bring it back together, Amanda, on the other side as we continue on in our journey from no fault to your own. So glad that you are here. So glad to have Amanda here with me.
Thank you.
Well, welcome back to our program. This is personal injury attorney Ken Auerbach. I'm on the program with my co-host and my great associate, Amanda Spinner. You're on our program from no fault to your own. We are exploring the most important issues in personal injuries caused by accidents and the negligence of someone else. You can call in to our program right now. If you do call in at 631-451-1039, you will get one of our beautiful, what, Amanda?
From No Fault of Your Own t-shirts.
Love to give you one of those. They're going fast and furious, actually.
Yes.
And if you or someone you care about has been injured as a direct result of someone else's negligence, please contact us at myinjuryli.com or call 631-654-4900. We would be privileged to fight to get you justice. That's myinjuryli.com or call 631-654-4900. And consultations are always free. And please listen to our program every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. as we explore these issues. So let's get back to, Amanda, the issue of evaluating cases. We started talking about liability. And liability, sometimes it's clear, sometimes it's not, right?
Correct. So, for example, if we have someone that comes in and says, I got hit in the rear, I was stopped at a red light, that's pretty obvious liability. But sometimes it's not so clear. We also sometimes have situations where there's a witness who states something very different than what the police report says that may help or somehow hurt our client's case. Sometimes we can get this information voluntarily from witnesses, or sometimes we have to serve witnesses with subpoenas to testify at non-party witness depositions to lock in their testimony as to what they observed at the time of the accident.
And the next part, assuming that the defendant bears some responsibility for negligence, is assessing whether our client, Amanda, whether they be a driver, whether they're a pedestrian, usually not a passenger, because usually as a passenger, you're not going to be responsible unless potentially you didn't wear a seatbelt.
Right.
But that's rare. That doesn't happen often. But whether our client, if they're a driver or a pedestrian or bicycle rider, has in any way been also what they call comparatively negligent, which means on a scale of 100%, the percentage of what the defendant is responsible for and the plaintiff is responsible for, as far as their own injuries, right?
Correct.
And so that's a determination that has to be made. And this often has to get determined through litigation, which involves depositions of all parties. But sometimes it can be resolved without requiring litigation when we do our investigation. And if we're able to assess who is responsible without having to actually bring the witnesses in. And sometimes it's clear. You know, you stopped at a red light, you have a rear-end collision.
Right.
But a lot of times it's not. And it's important to note that in New York, responsibility, again, can be anywhere from 0 to 100%. And that has to be assessed as part of valuing what your case is worth. And we're going to talk about that in a minute and how that connects to ultimately valuing what a case is worth. And so, Amanda, let's return back to our scenario that the client comes in first for an interview. And do we know then, let's assume we know what liability is. Immediately, do we know if the client has a serious injury?
So it depends. If the client says they have a fracture and they bring along with them proof of that fracture from a hospital or doctor, because we never just assume injuries based upon what the client says, then we know that the client absolutely meets the serious injury requirement and that there will be a recovery, provided, again, that there's liability on the defendant.
And this also would include the other categories of serious injury, right? When they come in, which are obvious, death and loss of a fetus.
Right.
You can know possibly for sure, at least if that exists. On the other other categories that we talked about, the consequential limitation of body system apart and the 90 out of 180 days, you couldn't do most of the usual and customary things. It's murkier, right? It's even murkier with the issue of what?
Severe disfigurement.
Right, because it depends on whether or not, theoretically, the disfigurement would lead a person to scorn, essentially, okay? And so that someone would look at you and sort of be scornful towards you. And clearly, each and every scar is different.
Right.
Each disfigurement is different. So that's not as clear. But let's try to make it a little simpler today, just for today's discussion, Amanda. A person has a fracture, is rear-ended by another vehicle while stopped at a red light. Okay, liability's clear there, right?
Right.
You're not responsible. You stopped at a red light. You got hit in the rear. Can an attorney fairly tell a client, Amanda, at that point, what the fracture for that client is worth on day one?
Most likely not.
And why is that?
Because every fracture is not the same type of fracture. So there are fractures which are simple or non-displaced, meaning that there's a break in the bone, but the break in the bone is not separated by any significant space. So oftentimes those kinds of fractures do not actually require surgery.
So does that mean that the injury cannot basically be evaluated on day one?
It really shouldn't be evaluated on day one because people heal at different rates depending on several factors, including their age and any pre-existing conditions they may have. We also have to take into account whether the person's able to work, whether they have to work, even though they have this injury and it's causing them an issue with healing.
And so the reality is that even if you have the fracture, and this is what I tell clients is, you really shouldn't be assessing it. The attorney who's doing their job shouldn't be saying, oh, that's worth X,
right,
or that's worth Y. Because the reality is we don't know how you're going to heal.
Right.
We don't know that fracture, which initially was thought not to require surgery, now doesn't heal right and requires surgery. And I've had many cases like that.
Right.
And so if we give you a evaluation of your case, we've now possibly really undervalued your case.
Right.
Okay. Or it's possible that on day one, we don't think you're going to make as good a recovery as you can. We give you an idea as to what the case we think is worth. And then now you make a much better recovery than the average person. And maybe it's worth slightly less than what it would be. So it really is not doing the job well. You're not doing the job well and not doing your client any kind of service, really jumping to evaluation. When we evaluate it, we look at it, we see, does the person have surgery? Did they not have surgery? Because if a person does have surgery, this is because a person has to be subject to the pain and suffering of surgery and those additional recovery issues, including the surgery, including the time maybe out of work, the conservative treatment, physical therapy, and all of that stuff. And the client may now also have lost wages now that they may not otherwise have had if there was no surgery.
Right.
And a good personal injury attorney really is going to allow time for the full extent of your injury to be known so that we can get you fully compensated for all of your pain, your procedures, your treatment that you need to get better. We are not going to rush it. No case should ever be rushed or settled and thus evaluated until you have either completed your recovery, meaning you are back to your baseline, or this is as good as you're going to be. And if you are at this stage, then are we ready to talk value. And value is assessed by an experienced personal injury attorney by assessing basically what a jury may reasonably assess your injuries to be worth if it ever went to a jury, and what an appellate court would keep in. In other words, if a jury decided, well, an appellate court would say that's not too much, and that's a number that they're okay with, okay? And there are numbers on that, and those are things we take into account. But we also got to look at liability. Are you responsible in part for those injuries? If your injury in full is worth $100,000, but you're 50% responsible, then it's not worth $100,000. It's worth $50,000.
Right.
If you are 100% not at fault and the other defendant is, then they're responsible 100% in the $100,000. So we do have a call. Dana. Dana is on the line. Dana, you're
Hi.
Out there.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah. Ask your question, please. So glad to have you, Dana.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate what you guys do. I always find your show to be very informative. You've been discussing this, but what I'm trying to understand is, so if I'm in an accident and as a result, I end up with something I consider to be a very serious neck injury, how does the law evaluate how serious the injury is and how would that constitute compensation?
That's a great question, Dana. Amanda, you want to try to go with that?
Sure. So we've kind of been talking about this, and we've talked about this on several shows, but there is something called the no-fault law. So when a person is in a motor vehicle accident, in order to recover for an injury, it has to be a serious injury as defined by the law. So, you know, it has to be a fracture, a severe disfigurement, a death, a loss of a fetus. And there's a couple of other categories that we do work with. But we understand that, you know, any injury that you suffer is very serious to you. So we try whatever we can do to make sure your injury falls within that those categories.
So, and when we're assessing it, whether or not it's a serious injury, we have to look at the categories. So having an injury, a back or a neck injury, doesn't mean because you don't have a fracture, it's not serious. It can be very, very serious. Is it of consequence? Is there limitations on range of motion? Are there things you can't do that you could do before? Things like that. And please, please, Dana, feel free to give us a call. And really, thanks for the call. We will see everybody on the other side. Well, hi, this is Ken Auerbach from Cartier Bernstein Auerbach and Steinberg. If you or someone you care for has been injured from no fault of their own, please contact Cartier Bernstein Auerbach and Steinberg at myinjuryli.com or call 631-654-4900. Whether auto or work-related, slip and fall, trip and fall, construction accidents, dog bite, medical malpractice, or nursing home neglect, or various other types of negligence, please contact me at Cartier Bernstein Auerbach and Steinberg by visiting me at myinjuryli.com or call 631-654-4900. I will represent you with integrity and passion. Living in pain from no fault of your own can be emotionally and physically detrimental and affect all aspects of your life. Please contact me, Ken Auerbach, at Cartier Bernstein Auerbach and Steinberg by visiting myinjuryli.com or call 631-654-4900 for an immediate and free consultation and the support and representation you deserve. Well, welcome back to our program. This is Ken Auerbach. I have my great associate, Amanda Spinner, and my co-host, of course. And so really good to be here with you as we're exploring these issues in personal injury. It was a great, really, caller discussing or asking questions about, again, spinal injuries and as to whether or not it constitutes a serious injury, Amanda. And some people think, well, I didn't have a fracture, therefore it must not be serious. And that's far from the truth and accurate, right?
Correct.
We've had many, many cases where clients have come to us. They don't have a fracture, but they may have a disc injury. And the disc, of course, is the cartilage that contains the fluid and basically the gel that's between your vertebrae, keeps the vertebrae from pressing on those nerves and causing great pain. And oftentimes, as a result of a whiplash type of an injury, acceleration, deceleration injury, those get injured. And people really suffer very badly with them and seriously with them. Sometimes they result in surgeries, sometimes they don't, but in either case, they can be serious injuries. It does not have to be caused by an accident where the car is totaled. Everybody's different. There are some people who are in accidents and the damage to the vehicles is not that much, but there's serious injuries anyhow, and you've heard our doctors and the doctors that come on the show tell you about that and why. The amount of damage doesn't mean, yes, there should be a serious injury, or no, there can't be a serious injury. Each and every case is its own. And don't be fooled by that. Don't listen to the propaganda. We go with truth. I tell you on the show from beginning to end. And what we want you to do is be empowered. We don't want you to be faked out. We don't want an insurance adjuster to come up to you. And they do this. And it drives me crazy and Amanda crazy. And they try to get you to sign a release without actually really knowing what your ultimate final resolution is of your injuries. And if you sign that release and you let them out, well, unfortunately, those releases will be held, usually binding, and you'll be out of luck. So don't do that. Don't let them do that. I really wish the state would pass some legislation which prohibits that. It's really not the right thing to do. It's, to me, it's just unethical. that you're going to go ahead and go to someone who has just been injured and now let them make a decision as to whether or not it's a serious injury or not, which is impossible. The medical doctors can't make that assessment. We can't make that assessment. And you and, you know, the insurance company certainly can't make that assessment. But the reality is they don't really care about that.
Right.
They're just trying to get off perhaps cheaply. It's wrong. If there's no serious injury, then there should be no claim. But if there is one, you should have a viable claim and you should be protected. So that's why if you're in an accident, call us. Don't wait. Inquire. Get on the phone. It doesn't cost you to do anything. You call us at 631-654-4900 or get us at myinjuryli.com or call 631-654-4900. We will give you information. We'll listen to you. We'll be patient with you. And we'll try to direct you in a way that you'll be protected and your rights will not be overtaken by someone who's really not interested. So we are fortunate today on the show to have one of my former clients. We have John on the show. I want to thank John for agreeing to come on to the program and share with our listening audience experiences of him being seriously injured as a result of someone else's negligence, the legal process. From the viewpoint and experiences of him as a client, but also with my firm and fighting through the process. So, John, are you there?
Yes.
So, John, it's really good afternoon. It's really good to have you here. And you know, one of the things that I always tell everyone is that when I bring clients on the show, I just want you to understand I don't force them to come on. I do ask them and say, is it something that you'd be willing to do? And a lot of times my clients will say, you know, a lot of people don't understand this process and I'd be willing to tell someone. And I sort of take my clients up on that to get on the show and try to inform others and give them knowledge so that when they're in the same situation, they can understand the way the process really works. This is not a commercial. When you know, we're not on there just doing a commercial and saying, you know, we get 4 trillion cases and we made $4 trillion in every case. I don't really think that gives you the information that you need to assess, A, whether you have a case, and B, whether or not that law firm is the right law firm for you. I think you need to make that assessment based upon really hearing from real people and real people who have experienced it, have been represented, and went through the process. So again, John, really do greatly appreciate you being here. Now, John, I know you've had the misfortune, actually, of having, over the years, more than just one accident. Am I correct?
Yes.
And so I know you've had, over the years, a couple of car accidents, and I know, unfortunately, your wife had a couple of car accidents as well. And, you know, in that process, one of the things that, you know, I tell everybody is, right, you never expect it's going to happen, right, John?
Yes, it just happens.
You're minding your own business, and the next thing you know, right, it's something that occurs. You know, one of the things that I think is important is just kind of understanding the process. And I was just talking about this idea about insurance adjusters, you know, kind of reaching out to you before you have a chance to speak to an attorney, and I'm sure that's happened to you in the past, John. Am I correct?
Yes.
And in that case, John, did you get the suspicion or the feeling that they really were not kind of looking out for you?
Oh, definitely.
And so within that process, I know, John, you on your first accident, I remember you contacting me, telling me that you were in a car accident, and with regard to the car accident, John, you were able to go ahead and at least speak to me, get some basic information. Is that the way we kind of started off the relationship?
Yeah, I told you what happened, and you said you told me about no fault, and you gave me a couple of names of doctors to go to. I had pain in my back, my wrists. I got hit in the rear.
So with regard to those doctors, and I always say that to people, what happened and what John is saying is sometimes my clients will call me up and they will say, look, you know, I'm seriously hurt or I feel like I'm in pain. What type of doctors do treat for anything like this? And, you know, trying to explain them no fault. And then typically, sometimes they'll ask me, hey, do you have names of any doctors? And usually I'll give them a few names of doctors, maybe in their area, that might do that. A lot of times, mostly, they'll come to me. They've already now seen the doctor. They've already treated with the doctor. And they're in a situation where they're able to go ahead and sort of start their medical treatment. I think in your case, John, you probably had gone to a hospital or a primary care doctor. And I remember in one, it was kind of a unique situation. If I recall right, it had to do with, I think you had injured actually your foot. Am I correct?
Yeah, the aroma in between my toes,
so,
my foot.
So you were in an accident, John. Was that a rear-end collision, that first one that we're talking about?
Both of them were.
So it was a rear-end collision. You're stopped minding your own business, and your foot was injured, which is you know, it's an interesting injury because I've had injuries like that, and John was indicating it was a neuroma. It's where he essentially had your foot pressed down on the brake hard, right? And now you get hit from behind, and the trauma it actually caused an injury to the nerve, actually, between your toes, right?
Yes.
And so in that case, I remember it was interesting because I think that might have been the first case you had, John. I think that might have been the first case like that involving an aroma that I remembered. I've had many others since. But in that case, it was kind of unique. And you said, what kind of doctor do you see for that? And, you know, we had to kind of research that a little bit and figure out, well, where's the right place for you to go to get treatment for that kind of injury? I know you did follow up, and I think you found a couple of doctors that did treat you for that, you were able to get some medical treatment for that, right?
Yes, yes.
So the medical...
A foot doctor.
A foot doctor, okay. And was that a podiatrist, John?
Yep, yes.
So, you know, it's critical that you do get to the right doctors. And, you know, John, I think one of the things that we'll talk about on the other side is the need to make sure that you're putting your health first, right? Isn't that important?
Yes.
And so in the process of doing that, you got to get to the right doctors. You got to spend the time on yourself. And we're going to talk to John on the other side about some of the other nuances and the issues that you have in treating and making sure that you go to get better. So we will talk to you on the other side. Well, this is Ken Auerbach. Welcome back to our program from No Fault to Your Own. We have Amanda Spinney here, my co-host, and we are exploring the most important issues in personal injuries caused by accidents. And if you or someone you care about has been injured as a direct result of someone else's negligence, please contact us where, Amanda?
At myinjuryli.com, or you can call us at 631-654-4900.
That's right, myinjuryli.com or 631-654-4900. Our consultations are always free. We'll come to you. We will go to a medical facility if you want us to go to it. Please listen to our program every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. as we do explore these issues. We are back here with one of my former clients, John. And John was talking about being involved in a couple of accidents. And the accidents, John, you said, were rear-end collisions. Am I correct, John?
Yes.
And at the time of the accident, John, were you wearing your seatbelt?
Yes.
Okay. And
good job.
good job. We tell all of our clients, please wear your seatbelts. It's important because it can at least reduce down the amount of injury. It doesn't mean it's going to eliminate it. That's not the reason for a seatbelt wasn't to make sure that you have no injury. It was to try to reduce down a deadly injury.
Right.
And so in the cases where, John, you were sitting there, you're rear-ended, and after the accident, obviously, you start feeling pain. Am I correct?
Yeah. Like a headache, you know.
So you were feeling a headache immediately at the scene?
Yeah.
Did it start getting worse at some point?
The next day, I felt like I'd hit with a truck.
You know, that's really interesting, right, Amanda? We have a lot of those situations where a person's first in the accident and they feel something. And sometimes they don't feel a lot, but sometimes they feel something, right? But it starts getting worse. And we've had doctors on the show that have talked about that. John. And the reason for that is what, Amanda?
Adrenaline most of the time.
Right. You have adrenaline. You're right. You can also have swelling that starts to happen after where the nerves start getting pressed on. And so just because literally on that day, at that moment, at the scene, you don't have that feeling does not mean that you can't be seriously injured. And of course, the insurance companies, John, we're always fighting with them. And what they'll say, of course, is, well, a person didn't make a complaint at the scene. And it's really kind of just a red herring.
Right.
Because many people, and most people actually, don't feel it because you're not going to have the swelling. You will have adrenaline that's going to make you feel sort of better for the moment. But then you feel worse. So the next day, John, you felt like you were hit by a truck and you sought out medical attention?
Yeah, I went to, we had hip at the time and I went to the hip center.
Okay.
My regular doctor, and they said, go to an orthopedist, and I started looking for doctors.
So that's kind of interesting. So at first, right, you did not know that you were entitled to actually go under no fault, which is the insurance on the vehicle that you were in, that you were under the impression, like a lot of people, John, that you would use your regular medical insurance. Am I correct?
Yes.
And so that's really a good information, because we have clients that do that. You know, they'll go to the facility, and the facility itself will not tell a person, hey, were you in an accident in a car? Well, we need no fault. And there's some benefits sometimes to no fault versus having and using your private medical insurance. There's a lot of benefits, right, Amanda? A couple of them are what?
Well, first of all, you always want to use no fault when you're in an accident. But also you will have no lien as a result of your treatment if, you know, you make a third party recovery at the end, which is really probably the most important aspect.
And that's true, because you have minimum up to $50,000 in no fault coverage, and that no fault coverage allows you to treat, and you're not limited. You're not actually limited to, you don't have to get referrals to doctors. You can go pick out the doctors. A lot of my clients, many of my clients, they, you know, they go on Google and they Google and look for someone that is recommended in an area, or they go to a friend, they talk to a relative. You know, most of my clients, that's really how they get it. In the isolated situation, I do have clients who'll say to me, hey, do you know anybody that treats in this area? I try to give them names of a few people so they kind of figure out on their own. I always tell them typically too is, look, check it out with your doctor. See what your doctor thinks, because really that's your resource and your doctor that you're feeling comfortable with, and to make sure to see what they think. You know, get the referral through them, because it may turn out that they know one of these doctors and it's a doctor that they like working with. They feel like they treat their patients correctly. And that's something that you definitely do. So in your case, John, you started out, and then obviously we had a conversation and you became aware that you were entitled to go ahead and go through your no fault under your vehicle's policy to pay for those medical expenses. Am I correct?
Yes. You explained no fault to me. I didn't know anything about it. I thought it just meant no one was at fault.
You know, I'm glad you say that, because it's funny, you know, people do think that.
I think a lot of clients come in and they're, unless they've been in a previous car accident, a lot of people really don't know and don't know what to expect and don't know that they have coverage. So,
and John, you went through a treatment process. Now, the treatment process, John, on each and every situation, you had a couple of cases, and we were very fortunate, John, that you came back to us after you had the first one. Didn't want you to have a second one, but you did come back. And right, each one is different, right, in terms of what you heard in the accidents and where you had to go and what you had to do to get better. Am I correct?
Yes.
So with regard to that, what I always say to clients is, you know, it's important that you at least communicate early on. You communicate with a good personal injury attorney. I know we were fortunate, John, you reached out. You had gone to your private medical care, and we were able to tell you, hey, you really need to be putting this thing through your no fault. And that process of applying for no fault, that was a process that we were able to assist you with and file that application, right, John? That had to be filed within 30 days. Otherwise, they would not pay for it later, right?
Yes.
And so, Amanda, in our office, what do we do immediately when we hear someone's in an accident? What do we ask them?
Immediately, we asked them if you filed your no-fault application because we want your medical bills paid for. And we have great staff in our office that take care of that for you.
And that no-fault application has to get filed within 30 days, folks. Otherwise, you will not get your medicals paid for. The insurance company will not go ahead and say, don't worry about it. It took you a longer time. There are some exceptions to the 30 days. We don't play with the exceptions. We don't allow you to be in a position where the insurance company is going to go ahead and be able to deny something because you violated a policy condition. That is what the regulations are. It says 30 days. We file them. We get proof of that. We typically fax it.
Yes, or
email it and then get confirmation. Yes, they received it. And now you're all set to go. And so as you went through the process, John, of treating, right, we went through that process. And on the show today, John, we were talking about evaluating cases. And we couldn't evaluate your case on day one, right?
Excuse me? I didn't
hear. So, no, we were talking on the show today about evaluating cases. So on day one, we're not able to evaluate a case because we don't know at that point where your injury is going, what treatment you're going to have. Are you going to have surgery? Are you not going to have surgery? And one of the things we try to tell clients is we cannot tell you right on day one or right at the beginning of the case what it's worth. We wait to see how and where your injury develops. Is it a serious injury? And we really don't rush it. Would you agree with that statement, John?
Yes. You would just basically concern to get to the right doctors, and we'll see what happens.
And so what I tell my clients is, you know, my goal here is to make sure, again, that you get better. That's first and foremost. We want you to get better. We don't want you to continue to suffer. And then we'll evaluate it in terms of what the medicals show. Do the medicals show that you have a limitation? Does your life show that you've had limitation? Has your life been changed? And when we do that, that's the way we can ensure that we can value it properly. Right, Amanda?
Definitely. We take all of that into account. Like we had talked about earlier on the show, everything comes into play when it comes to evaluating your case, not just the injury that you tell us on day one.
Please. We're really grateful for John being on the show, but please, please, if you're out there, you have been hurt, and as a result of someone's negligence, from any type of negligence, please give us a call. Love to talk to you. Love to spend some time with you. We get so many calls and follow-ups from people that do hear us on the radio, and it's really our joy to be able to do that. It's our privilege to be able to do that. So please come back, listen to our No Fault of Your Own program, and be empowered and knowledgeable. We will see you next week.
See you next Monday.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.